questioning it. Life isn't endless. You don't need to spend more time evaluating. You've already done enough. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
Excellent.
Excellent.
So if the outer and the inner don't match, what does the inner say?
I guess the inner says that it just doesn't feel like who I'm supposed to be. It just feels like there's too much distance between me and other people. I want a different, like, internal energy than I have, which is really, like, constricted. And so I just kind of have a vision for something just more open, and that every time I, like, talk to people or do work or whatever, it's just all the restrictions come up again. And so,
well, this is because the outer world will only support the outer. The outer world won't support the inner. Unless it's people like come to a meeting like this or situations like this, then there's support for the inner. But when you look to the outer world, the general world, for some kind of support for the inner life, they're not interested. They need you to support the outer world. So you're looking in the wrong place, which means you came to the right place tonight. And I mean that very seriously, that sincere people who've embarked on the inner search have to find the right resources for themselves. And self-help isn't enough. So the right resources that support the inner growth, because the outer world isn't interested, because there's no profit in it, there's no achievement in it. It can't be measured, it doesn't have a bottom line. But you've already gotten to that point of understanding or maturity or wisdom or whatever you want to call it, that you recognize at the very least that the outer definition of success may be more hollow than people think. Because what you're really saying is, on the outside, I have what people would call success, but I've gotten to the point where I realize it's not success. Because something is missing on the inside. So this is the real beginning of your real search. This is the good news, by the way. What?
It sounds good.
Well, I'm not giving it a positive spin. I'm really wanting you to see where you're really at. Getting to this is the true beginning of the real search that can yield real fruit. Before this, nothing real is possible. Before this, it's just about achieving by someone else's standard. But now you've gotten to the point where you recognize that's not going to be enough for a person like you. Now you've gotten to the point where your inner wisdom says to you, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be something that's more fulfilling. There's got to be something that actually works inside, not just outside. And you're right, there is. But now you've begun the real search. So you need encouragement that this is for real, and I would like to give it to you. You need to hear the confirmation that this is not nonsense, that this is not your mind trying to get you to, you know, not be quite as productive. This is the real wisdom that productive on the outside doesn't necessarily give satisfaction on the inside. And now something real is possible.